problem is not Islam. The problem is tyranny. And if we convince the decent Muslims of the world, the decent people of the world, the people who are in slavery, essentially, including in many of these states, the women, that we are on their side, we will ultimately prevail, just as we did in World Wars I, II, and III, the Cold War. As we do this, let me close with this, we will make people nervous. We will make the Saudi royal family nervous. We will make the Mubarak regime in Egypt nervous. And if we succeed in freeing Iraq and then begin to turn our attention to the Syrias and the Libyas and the other rogue states and exert pressure for them to change, the Saudi royal family and the Mubarak regime will come to us and they'll say, "We're very, very nervous." And our response should be, "Good. We want you nervous. We want you to realize that now, for the fourth time in 100 years, this country and its allies, its democratic allies, are on the march. We are going to win, and we're going to win because we are on the side of those whom these regimes most fear, their own people." Thank you.